Welcome, everybody, to the Practicing His Presence podcast. This is a space that's designed to encounter God right where you're at and to help you grow the muscle of learning to hear God's voice and encounter Him within the context of your daily life. Today, we're going to take some time to pause in a moment of reflection and worship together as we allow one of my favorite passages to wash over our hearts and to let the Holy Spirit bring a word, phrase, or idea that's baked within this scripture to light for us today. When God does that, what we're trusting is that there's something within that word, within that phrase or idea that He needs us to hear and bring into focus at the beginning of our week, at the outset of our 6 days here before we come back for another journey through another passage of scripture. So today's passage is John 12, verses 1 through 3. After hearing this passage, we'll have actually one of my favorite worship songs that's not done by our team. It's by an artist named Will Regan. The lyrics of this song were some of the basis of where this podcast came from. It says, I'm not in a hurry when it comes to your presence, when it comes to your voice, but I'm learning to listen and rest in your nearness. I'm starting to notice that you are speaking. We're going to have that song for you, and then another song that's sung by our team from the Hope Collective, where we just got together in a living room and had a chance to worship and sing together that magnified and brought Christ to the center. And then we'll take some time to process a question together and hear our passage once more. So as we quiet our hearts today, let's hear for the first time John 12, verses 1 through 3. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then, Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of perfume.
Starting to know. I wanna hear you speak. Tell me your thoughts, what's on your mind. I'll be your friend. I wanna see through your eyes. I wanna see through your eyes.
Magnified, the altar of my life.
won't bow to idols. I'll stand strong and worship you. And if it puts me through the fire, I'll rejoice cause you're there too. I won't be formed by feelings. I hold fast to what is true. That if the cross brings transformation, then I'll be crucified with you. Cause death is just the doorway into resurrection life. And if I join you in your sufferings, then I'll join you where you rise. Then when you return in glory with all the angels and the saints, my heart will still be singing, my soul will be the same. Oh, Christ be magnified, let his praise arise. Christ be magnified, and we're singing, oh.
As we read this passage again, allow God to continue to unfold the idea that he's putting before you today. This is John 12, verses 1 through 3. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. After hearing that passage, we see three different postures towards Jesus that the three individuals that are mentioned take on. Martha serves him, Lazarus spends time with him, and Mary worships him. Ask yourself this question today. Which of those postures do you identify most with? And in a similar way, ask yourself this question as well. Which of these postures is God asking you to step into and take on? Lord, we know that there is no one true way to encounter you, but instead that there are many postures in which we can actually be called to connection with you. Lord, today, whether you're calling us to serve you, to simply be and spend time with you, or to a space of deeper worship with you, God, we pray that you would give us the courage, the boldness, the insight, the creativity to step into that space and learn what it's like to encounter you in a way that maybe we are not used to. Lord, we long to be with you. all of the minutes and the moments of our lives. So would you continue to draw our eyes and our minds and our hearts towards you? Keep unfolding this idea this week and help us to look out for ways in which you're already at work in our world. Amen. Well, we hope that in these moments, God has lifted your eyes to something greater, a new perspective of your world and your life, that there is no one true avenue to his heart and to his presence, but instead that wherever you might find yourself, that there is a posture in which you can approach God. So whether that is in outward service towards him, in just being with him and connecting with him this week, or needing to pour your life out in worship that is a fragrant offering of praise and honor for God, we pray that you would have that boldness to step into it and to follow his invitation that you are hearing right now. As always, we'll be back with our Wednesday episode as Renee takes us through this passage again, but we pray that the work that God's beginning in this moment doesn't stop here, but that he continues to show you the pathway to his presence this week. Go in peace, friends. We love you.